You're number nine. That's incredible, Chris.
Wow, I didn't think I'd be able to have this kind of run.
Fourth round pick. You know,
end of the fourth round, the last pick in the fourth round. And here I am.
Do you ever take a moment to appreciate that?
It hits me sometimes. You know, you start talking to the younger guys, and you're like, you know, they start looking at you as the old guy now, and then you look up, and you're like, man, I've been in the league 9 years. This is pretty amazing. It's been a great ride.
Now, I'm not sure if you go to M&T Bank Stadium or watch the game on television if you can appreciate your measurables, because you are a big dude. What, 6'7", 6'8"?
6'8", 300 pounds.
And you don't look that. Like, you're not, I don't want to throw Terrence Cody under the bus, but not in the bowling ball sense of 300
It wasn't
pounds.
Me, TC. I didn't say it. I didn't say it.
No, Terrence playing well. But not in the bowling ball sense, but you're a lean 300 pounds.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you always been this way? When did this happen?
Well, one of the things that when you talk to the Strahans, you talk to some of the older guys that have been in the business a long time, they say as you get older, you have to lean out, you have to lose weight. It's just one of those things that's able to continue to keep you playing at a high level. So going into this offseason, that was one of the things that I wanted to be cognizant of. A lot more conditioning now, not as big on the free weights and all of that kind of stuff, but just make sure that you're doing more joint stability exercises, more core stability exercises, and more conditioning so that you're in better shape.
So when you see Kelly and Michael in the morning, Michael Strahan show, or my wife, whenever she's home from work and I'm home usually in the mornings, that show's always on. Are you a fan of that program, even though he's your former teammate?
I'm a fan of it. Mike is, he's done some great things. He's transcended the game of football and
crossed
over into pop culture. And you don't see too many athletes that have that ability, but he has it. You know, he has the ability to come in and light up a room. He does this thing where, you know, no matter who else is in the room, he makes you feel like the most important person while you're talking to him. And I have no doubt that's a big part of why he's been able to have so much success.
Now, is he too big for his former teammates, or will he answer the phone?
Nah, he doesn't big time. He's not a big time guy. I mean, he's one of the most down-to-earth guys that you'll ever meet.
Now, tell me about the coaches you played for in our final minute here before we have to go to news, and then we'll come back and finish this. Bill Parcells, Wade Phillips, Tom Coughlin, John Harbaugh. Who's the toughest, hardest on the players out of that group?
Bill Parcells.
No questions asked.
No question about it. The first day of training camp, you're full pads, live, goal line. You know, it's just kind of knock down, drag them out. You know, 8, 9, 10 straight two-a-days. You know, that's just – I mean, that's old school. He was definitely the toughest out of the group by far.